All right, Chris, it's Pro Bowl week. Thinking back just 12 months ago, though, after your ACL injury against the Chargers in last year's playoffs, can you even imagine being here at this moment just 12 months later?
Man, it's a so real moment. It's an awesome moment, and it just really motivated me to come back here every year. So I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that I got a place in this spot every year.
Yeah, I was going to say, your rookie year, you've said that you picked Champ Bailey's mind a little bit, learning some secrets from him. How do you plan on spending this week knowing that you're going to be surrounded by so many good players?
I mean, I've just been talking to a lot of other DBs and just getting to know them. And Vontae Davis, he's been a guy I've been talking to a lot. It's just fun just talking to other guys about what they see on the field, what do I think about their guys and facing them? And they asked me the same question, so it's kind of cool.
Obviously, you guys would be like to be here a week from now playing in the Super Bowl. But now that a little bit of time has passed since losing to the Colts, have you had a chance to kind of look back and reflect on the season? You gave up no touchdowns.
Not yet, man, since we've been going through just getting ready for the Pro Bowl and stuff. But I guess I can right now, but looking back on my season, I definitely played at an elite level this year, not giving up a touchdowns, and I think I led the league in least amount of yards given up. So that was something that I wanted. That was some goals for me, and it's going to be hard to repeat that next year, but I'm going to make sure that I can try to attempt that.
You're just the sixth cornerback in NFL history who was undrafted and then made the Pro Bowl with his original team, just the first since 1981. Is that important to you? I mean, what does that mean to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've always felt like I was one of the best, and that's just all. You always have to have that mindset playing corner, and it just finally came together this year to where I can really get noticed and stand out for other people to notice me, and that's just something that I've always wanted.
That's something that Jack Del Rio said, that the first year that you play well, you kind of start to get noticed a little bit, and then it's the second year that you start to get some attention, and coming with that, it means Pro Bowls. That's kind of happened to you. I mean, do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially with me coming in undrafted, I had to do everything above and beyond everybody else just to get noticed. And I think now people finally seeing what I did the past 3 years, finally what really got me here.
Last season, we've kind of talked about this before, Chris, that you told me that you spent almost every single day in the facility rehabbing your knee. But this year, you won't have to do that. And, of course, you just had your first daughter, baby Aria. How do you plan on spending this off season?
Oh, yeah, definitely hanging out with her all day and just spending time with her. And I'm not going to change anything that I've done in the past. Once March comes, I usually take the whole month of March of just training and getting better. And I'm still 25 years old, so I'm still young, so I still have a lot of improvement to make. So I'm not going to change up anything from our regular routines that I've done in the past, but I'll just hang out with my daughter a little bit more.